Welcome. It's good to welcome you back into our church sanctuary. Welcome to our Easter focus with music. We pray that this time spent focusing, meditating and praying on the Easter events will be greatly helpful to us all. Where there are periods of silence, please use these for private thought, meditation or prayer. In normal times, we would most likely start by singing a hymn, but as these aren't normal times, we will just listen to Catherine and Holly as they play for us the traditional Good Friday hymn, "There is a Green Hill Far Away." The words will be on screen for you to see and help you reflect, but please do not sing. Thank you.
Compilation from the Gospels of St. John and St. Mark. Carrying his own cross, Jesus went out to the place of the skull, which Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with the two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who had stood there in front of Jesus saw how he had died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God."
Today is Good Friday. We are using another traditional hymn, namely, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," to help us to focus our minds. Our musicians will again play and then provide you a short period of silence before moving on. The words will again remain on screen as the guide for your thoughts, meditation, and private prayer. We are moving our focus from Good Friday to Easter Day and beyond, to God's overall plan. Mankind has done it again, sinned, and in doing so killed Jesus, who was born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Well, is that it? No, thank God. Thank God that he had a miraculous plan and one that could not be thwarted. A plan that he fully accomplished over that first Easter, despite us, and one that he continues to accomplish now. A plan that did not just die with Christ's death, but one that came even more alive and vibrant with Christ's amazing resurrection. God, with the forgiveness of our sins made possible through his Son, also granted us to regain full access to himself, enabling us to have a full personal relationship with him. Our renewed ability to access him was symbolized by the tearing of the curtain in the temple, the barrier that was between us. It is now gone. All this through his risen Son. We therefore have much to thank and praise him for. Our next reading is the Gospel account of the resurrection from Matthew chapter 28.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Amen.
We shall now use the words of a new 3-year-old song, King of Kings, through which to further focus our thoughts, prayers and praise. And for information, we shall be having this in our Sunday service, Easter morning.
Loving Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that we can come here today. Lord, it seems such a long time. Who could have imagined it? What a year it's been. Lord Jesus, so much pain, so much suffering, so much sorrow. And on a day as today that we call Good Friday, we think of your pain and suffering. We thank you, Lord, for the cross. We thank you that you trusted and obeyed your Father, that through your pain and suffering, great joy and victory over death came. And thank you that through our pain and suffering, we too can share in the glorious resurrection, the resurrected life with you. Father, we lift up members of our congregation and our loved ones who are today suffering, going through great anguish, through great sickness, through great pain of loss. Let us name them quietly in our hearts now as we bring them for you. But as we share in our sorrows of our friends and family, we also share in our joy, their joys. We thank you for new life. We thank you for new love, for the promise of better times to come. We thank you for the signs of new life around us, with the beautiful spring flowers, the little lambs galloping around the fields. So sweet, such night brightness, Lord. And we thank you as we look to you, that new life comes from you. And we pray that many, many, very many, Lord, will connect with you this Easter time, that they will hear the message, that they will connect with you, that they will accept your love into their lives and be saved. Father, we pray that you would meet all our needs. We pray that you would help us to grow closer to you through these dreadful times that we've been living in. Yet you've always been there with us, guiding us, leading us, teaching us. Help us all to grow stronger to you, to grow closer to you and to one another. Let us say the words of our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We will draw our time together to a close with another relatively new song. It is again a song that covers both Good Friday and Easter Day, and even looks forward to Christ's return in its thoughts. Its chorus is one of real praise to God. This time we shall watch and listen to the song, O Praise the Name. On this video, it's sung by the writers who belong to the Hillsong Church in Sydney, Australia.
Where Jesus died and died. for me as he is wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the ancient seal, by heavy stone, Messiah's new and all
events. I would remind you, please, to maintain social distancing as you leave and to refrain from socialising within the premises according to government guidelines. Thank you. Once again, thank you for coming. May the risen Lord go with you and bless you this Easter. Amen.